Welcome. There it is. Well, good afternoon. We trust you had a great lunch and are now prepared to partake of the spiritual food which the Heavenly Father and His precious Son prepared for you through the servants that He prepared for us. On behalf of the Salem Brethren, we warmly welcome you in the name of our present and reigning Lord Jesus Christ, to the fellowship of the brethren of this convention. We trust that you will, through these services and renewal of your fellowship of the brethren, grow and be built up in a most holy faith. Our theme text this year is, seeing then, it's on this side here, seeing then, that all these things shall be dissolved, what matter of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? You know, we live in a unique time, and we can see the world is experiencing the overturning of the present order of things. And we, recognizing that activity, we stand on a sea of glass, by faith, seeing the wondrous work of our present Lord in the dissolutions of the kingdoms of this world. So we gather here to bolster our faith and confidence and to give us the strength to carry on to the end of our course. As the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Our gathering together is indeed intended to build one another up in our most holy faith, to help and encourage one another as we close in upon our goal as joint heirs in the kingdom. The Apostle Paul tells us again in Hebrews 10:23-25, hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Now this gathering together is not only to be for the purpose of listening to the various truths and lessons that have been developed by our brethren, but more than this, that through our fellowship and discussions on holy things, to incite and to draw out thoughts and expressions with respect to the divine plan and our walk as we build up the character in the likeness of our Lord. May this weekend be a blessing to you and a remembrance to you and to the Lord, as stated in Malachi. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. The Lord hearkened. He gives heed to those things spoken. Remember that he too is in your midst. For we have the promise in Matthew, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We also thank the Heavenly Father for the services to be rendered this weekend through the studies and preparation of our elders, and that they, as the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 4:2, as they preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, and with all longsuffering and doctrine. So we pray that these lessons to be served bring you closer to a clear understanding of pure and sound doctrine of the truth and to the likeness in the character of our Lord, edified and able to stand and stand fast, as the apostle expresses in Philippians 1:27, only let your conversation be as that is becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. We pray the Lord's blessing to you all as you follow Christ.